short for Marrakesh,
okay.
the Moroccan city. It's very good. I like it a lot. It's not a full-service restaurant. It's a counter service. You walk in, you see what they're offering for the day. They have some standard things that they have on a set menu, but I think what they really specialize is doing something new and different and creative every day, and that's probably where you should focus your attention when you walk in. There's very little that is Moroccan about the menu. I don't know why they decided to go that direction. The owner was born in Chicago, but his wife is apparently Moroccan. It was an homage to her, I guess, to call it Kesh. There are a few things on there that you might associate with Moroccan cuisine, but for the most part, it's just, I would label it as a creative American. I got very excited when I walked in because he was featuring for the day a breaded pork tenderloin sandwich. It's just such a very popular Midwestern sandwich. I don't know why it is, because it really is not very good. It's a pork cutlet that's just had the heck pounded out of it, and then breaded, sautéed, and then slapped on a hamburger bun. But that said, this is not what that was. His was a good, thick, unpounded pork tenderloin that was breaded. It was uncharacteristically juicy, and it came with mashed potatoes, but not on the plate, on the sandwich.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, why waste a fork when you can just pick it up and shove it in your mouth on a sandwich? I liked it. It was a good sandwich, and I would go back.
Where else did you visit?
I went back to visit Barney's Coffee Kitchen in Park Avenue. Barney's Coffee Kitchen is starting to roll out more locations now. They just opened up one down in the City Arts Factory in downtown Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing some really surprisingly ambitious food that gets really over the top on weekends at Park Avenue only right now. They've got a pretty talented chef there who is doing like full dinners. You can get short ribs and...
Wow.
Yeah, I really liked it. They're really kicking things up with the Barney's Coffee Kitchen concept. And of course, it's a local grown company, so we like that.
Excellent. Which restaurant's next?
Deja Vu Creperie. Crepes are great street food in Paris, and you can walk with it and eat it. So I was interested to see what Deja Vu Creperie was like, and I was going to go by for a breakfast crepe. I didn't quite know where they were from the address, so I called the number, said, "Where are you located?" And he said, "Winter Park Village," and that was the end of the conversation.
Oh.
Well, Winter Park Village is a big place, so
yeah.
Can you maybe give me a clue? And actually, he was giving me a clue. He was giving me a clue to the type of customer service that Deja Vu Creperie was offering.
No.
Because when I got there, I guess this guy just wasn't a morning person. It just goes to show what great customer service can do and what bad customer service can do. The crepe was good. I liked the crepe. It was big. Actually, it was too big to walk with. You wouldn't get one this big in Paris, but it had lots of ham and mushroom and cheese, and it was a delicious crepe. And I probably won't go back.
That's a shame. I understand mornings being hard, believe me, but you can put on a smile and that goes a long way.
Yeah, fake it. Just fake it.
Well, thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.